the genealogy of Jesus Christ. I want to talk to you about the beauty of grace and the importance of faith. In Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, we see the genealogy of Jesus Christ. As you look at some of the names of these misfits in here, one can't help but be amazed by the grace of God. Two names in particular jump off the page. One is Solomon. The other is Rahab, or as how some people pronounce her name, Rahab. Most of us know who Solomon was, but let's look at verse 6 of Matthew chapter 1. The Bible says, "And Jesse begot David the king. David the king begot Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah." What is so significant about this verse? Well, we see the great grace of our Heavenly Father. Remember, we are talking about the genealogy of Jesus Christ. So, God chose to go through the line of Solomon. You see, God turned a murderous, adulterous relationship into something wonderful. David had many children. God could have chosen any of those other children in which Jesus Christ would eventually be born. That is a great example of grace. God can take the ickiness of man's sin and turn it into something beautiful. What exactly is grace? Grace is unearned, undeserved, unmerited favor. David and Bathsheba, according to Old Testament law, deserved to die for their sins. But David confessed his sins to the Lord, and grace was pronounced. The second person I want to look at is Rahab. Who was Rahab? We first see Rahab mentioned in Joshua chapter 2. She was actually a harlot, a prostitute, who hid the Israeli spies, who traveled into the city of Jericho, on a special reconnaissance mission. However, despite her tainted past, the Lord looked at her great faith and blessed her immensely. In Joshua chapter 2, verse 9, she said to the spies, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt." Verse 11, "And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath." She goes on and makes a covenant with the Israelites, and her household are the only people that are spared when the city of Jericho falls to the ground. Rahab is also one of two women that is mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, the great faith chapter. In verse 31, the Bible says, "By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe, when she had received the spies with peace." These are just two examples of how gracious God is, blotting out the sins of David and Bathsheba, blotting out the sins of Rahab the harlot, and honoring her great faith. If we really knew how much the Lord loved us, our lives would be radically changed. As a prophet and someone who operates in the gift of prophecy, I'm really feeling as if people need to receive the grace of God. I'm also feeling that faith needs to be increased in many, many people. So how do we receive grace? How do we get faith? We ask our Lord for it. We pray for it. Remember, our Heavenly Father is a giver of great gifts. Jesus instructs us to ask our Father for things that we need. Please, let's pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I confess my sins to you. I am a sinner and in need of a Savior. I thank you for Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins. I ask to be washed in His blood. I ask for your great grace to be poured out upon me. I receive Jesus into my life, and I receive your grace. Lord, I also ask that you would please increase my faith. Lord, I desire to have faith like Jesus had when he walked as a man on this earth. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.